We have done a few with Unshio, but I briefly want to go through, make it more clear before we go further. We are talking about the seventh sutra. Sa na kamayamana nirodha rupatva. So earlier it is said, when a person gets this true mental, parabhati. Parabhati means supreme devotion. But before one attains to parabhakti, that should be our goal. So it is described. But before that, there is something called apara. Opposite of para is apara. Apara means lower bhakti, gauna bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. These are the things. Vaidhi means, you know, you have to wash your hands so many times, you have to worship, etc. Vidhi, do this, do this. That is how slowly we reach there. So when a person reaches the highest, what is its nature? The man doesn't want anything. So that is the distinction between ordinary bhakti and supreme devotion. What is the difference? Sa means sa para bhakti. Na kamaya mana, not of the nature of wanting something. Why? Nirodha rupatva. It is just opposite to any desire. If there is any desire, it will kill. So to what extent? No, I don't want any worldly enjoyment. Okay, do you want spiritual enjoyment? Do you want mukti? Says, no, I don't want it. Then what do you want? Do you want to see me? No. If you want to come and appear, that is fine. But if you decided not, I'm not bothered about. Do you want me to be pleased with you? Not at all. Do you want me to love you back? Absolutely not. Because that is also extractive. I love you, you love. So this is of such nature, it will destroy all desire. Then naturally, it is our understanding will be, what is the point of it? From our creation, we are accustomed that if we do anything, then it is in hope of getting even mother's love, even child's love. Why do we think the child is so much depending upon mother? Not parabhakti. Because the child needs to be protected, he needs to be nourished, and he needs to be taken care of in every way. He is helpless, totally dependent upon mother. That dependency itself is in the form of the desire. Dependency means what? I need you. So, to make you available to me, I will do anything. That is called this. But true devotion to God. This, not apara bhakti, but para. Not the secondary devotion, not the preparatory devotion, but the supreme devotion. What is its nature? I don't want any. Why? Suppose I don't get any. How can I love you? Because previously I was developing this love with a desire. I have become one with love. It is my nature. That's all. So they give discernation. But is it wanting anything? Suppose the whole world is up here. Still it will shine. Why? It is its nature. It can't help. If the sun says, I will make myself dark. Right? It is impossible. So this is the most crucial thing. Prema. It's, until that time, it is not called prema, it is called karma. But once this prema comes, the thing is, we become Advaitins. Advaita means what? I don't have devotion. I am devotion. This is a very crucial point. I don't have happiness. I am happiness. I don't want to be good. I am good. I don't want to be unselfish. I am unselfish. So many examples. One fragrant tree. So even if an animal comes to eat it, it will make the mouth of the animal while eating up that plant. The animal's mouth is made fragrant by the very truth. Why? Because it cannot help. Because it is fragrant. That is the nature of this. So therefore, the beautiful description that is given in if God says, do you want mukti? No, I don't want. Do you want me to be pleased? No, I don't want.
Do you want me at least to love you back, even if you don't want? No, I don't care whether you love me or not. It's absolutely according to your decision. If you love me, that is your good luck. But I cannot help. That is the meaning of Sa, that supreme love, Na Kamayamana, does not have the nature of desiring in it. That desiring is completely absent in that. And if by chance if we think there is a desire, Nirodha Rupa, it will simply destroy that desire. Then only it can be called right. Nirodhastu Loka Veda Vyapara Nyasaha. So what is this Nirodha? What it does? So whether it is the all our activities in our scriptures are divided into two categories. One belonging to the normal day-to-day routine. One that we follow as spiritual activities from the instructions of the Guru and the scriptures. So what we normally do, for which we don't say, Guruji, you come and tell me to eat food. We don't ask, shall I have breakfast or not with your permission? And shall I have to go to the toilet or not? Shall I go for work or not? For that Guru is not necessary. Our very nature will dictate. That is labeled as Loka. Loka Vyapara means transactions from the worldly point of view. Natural transactions. And if we want to be devotees, then we will take the help of the scripture. That is called Veda Vyapara. So only two activities. Worldly activities and spiritual activities. So he says, a devotee, what does he do? Nirodha. What is this Nirodha? Loka Veda Vyapara Nyasaha. Nyasa means dedicate. Priority. The word nyasa has got two meanings. One meaning is giving up. Another meaning is dedicating. Giving up and dedicating. What does that mean? If there are some activities which are likely to make me more worried, and that could be even Vedas also. Why? Because Vedas contain both you want to get children, there are ways. You want to get become rich, there are ways. You want to regain your health, there are ways. You want to become famous, you want to become a poet, a musician, and that you need to please, please mother suggestion. We make life purpose. In fact, whenever we find somebody extraordinary, there is a manifestation of mother Saraswati. But they can be also used for selfish. So that is why one, whatever we understand is taking us away from if they know, like policy. And whatever is taking us to God, then that's, that is one meaning. Then second meaning is, we have to, so long as body is there, so long as mind is there, certain activities are there, unavoidable. Whether you are a devotee or you are a worldly person. Because both of them have to eat. What is the difference? When a worldly person eats, he doesn't think about God. When a spiritual person eats, then he will dedicate it to God. So there is a beautiful verse, is if I move my hands, that is like doing arati to me. If my legs are moved, then it is like doing pradakshina to me. If I am breathing, that is a pranayama. When I am looking at you, it is like darshana in a temple. When I am hearing it is hearing only by the Vedas. So, whatever activities we are doing, associated with God. That is called yajna. Yajna means associate every activity with God. What about them sleeping? That is called nidra smadhisthiti. Because I am sleeping, really. You know how? So, if I am a devotee, I should sleep very well. I should say, O Lord, I am sleeping for your sake. Means what? If I sleep very well tonight, I would be able to get up very early. I would be able to focus my mind upon it. And I may not be tired. I want to take rest at some point. I want to feel lethargy, lazy. It all depends. If you have got 5-6 hours, very good sleep, you just jump up from your bed. You don't need. But if your body has not got sufficient rest, that means you have not really slept well. Then you need longer sleep. So this is how it affects. If you get up without caring for that, then whether you are driving, whether you are listening, whether you are reading, tandra, laziness. So for a devotee, I am sleeping. This body needs to be a good instrument to maintain the body. This mind also requires to be a fit instrument. That is the meaning. So two meanings to found. What is it? Whatever actions we are doing. Actions are of two types. Loka and Veda. Normal body oriented, mind oriented activities, as well as those which are imposed by the scriptures according to Varna, according to Ashrama, these are your special duties. Yeah. Both of them, we have to transform them into spiritual meaning. How do we do that? Two meanings we take. One is, whatever we think are inimical to our spiritual progress, without mercy, with willpower, give them up. And whatever activities we know are conducive, even if they are difficult, let me slowly do it. This is one meaning. What is the second meaning? Dedicate indirect to God. That means I'm eating. But first, if I eat, my body will be healthy. So that I can think better of. So whatever activities I am doing, suppose the person says, I am trying to pass an examination. Maybe this person is already doing, has done examinations, he is doing some job. In this case, he says, if I pass this extra examination, I can get a better job. And better job gives in very good, it should give better job. Well, he appears to be greedy. So you are earning sufficient. What do you want to earn? Whether it is a greedy action or a spiritual action, depending upon his motive. If this person thinks, if I have more money, then I can retire early and I can dedicate my life to God more, then it is a spiritual job. But even in the normal day to day life, also, if I have more money, I can have better house, where I can have more peace. So I may have a separate group for myself, a small group for myself. That is also spiritual motive. But if it is for worldly prosperity, then it is a worldly. Now the question comes here, because these are all on the way we get a lot of these doubts. For the person is a householder. And he has got some children. Now is it wrong for him to aspire for better jobs so that he can get better nomination? Please wrong. According to scriptures, it is wrong. Why? Should he not look up to his children? Yes, you must look up to his children. But if you are dedicated to God, God will say to you that whatever family needs, that will come. So one small example. There was a great poet, saint called Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna used to sing one of his songs. He janare kali temo. Tai dubbe nija vanare paru dhira dhago jagadullu. That is the translation. So, this person applied, he was a married person. He had children and he applied for a clerical job, a accountant's job in a jamindar's job. So he got the job because of somebody recommended him. When he was given khata book, where he writes expenses, credit, like credit and debit like that. And what was he doing? He was writing bhajans and Mother Kali, Kali Kirtan. So one day the manager got him very soon. And then he got very angry. We have not employed you for this. Come. And he took him to the jamindar. The jamindar Mother's grace. Fortunately, it was a colleague of mine. He read this point. He has started flowing up on Prasad. You are a true devotee of God. So you should not waste your time. Just doing this clerical job. I can employ anybody. You go home. I will pay you whatever I am paying. It will come to your house. And you do this job. Now, Jamindar is also selfish. So, if Amprasad does more jhapan, a little bit of the punya marksha will come to him because he is looking after it. Definitely it will come. Anyway, I am not thinking in that line. So, Mother Hapsalpali, whole life until the end of his life, till Jamindar's family was to support because they realize he is a great one. And they are also Bhakta. Vaishnava Shiva. This is called Vaishnava Shiva. So, Mother will arrange. Tyagaraja, he wanted to. Yes, his daughter, Tyagaraja's daughter. God himself arranged. A rich man came and I said, okay, even though he was a householder, and he was begging practically food. I'm doing composing songs and singing about Rama. He was not bothered. But money used to come. Money used to come. So, like that. One day, Tyagaraja, he went to some place and somebody had given him thought of it. He refused. I don't take money. I'm singing for them. So, without his knowledge, some precious things were kept in his park. And the poor man, he was dozing. Some robbers came to my outfit. They were following. Whole night they followed. You know that? They could not do anything because two warriors, one in the front, one in the back. Early morning, this group was thoroughly convinced. Why not? They were seeing what is God whole night. And then they started to feed us as a writer of the seeds. He was an innocent person. He did not know there was God. He did not know the robbers were following him. If necessary, to kill him and take it away. But they could not have. What crime here you committed? This is good matter. Then only he came to mom. Some money was kept there and valuable things too. Oh, who are the warriors? One was white, one was Rama, and he was from and he was there and that's how fortunate you are. I have been trying to avoid where that should be. And I don't reject you. Same thing happened to Bhadrasya Ramdas. He was a Tarsidhar, he collected a lot of money and constructed a Rama temple. Then, now after it was gone, put him in jail. Now, he was healthy. What is it? He was sick only, I was 3 years old. That's that question. So one day Rama, Lakshmana Singh, entered into the Nawab's room and paid the money, got the receipt, and disappeared. So the Nawab, he was a great bhakta, immediately got him. So then, how did you know? Why am I being British? No, no, your servant paid money. Well, that fellow never came to me. You only came. What is this? I have been trying to get him. You always go to the robbers, to the Nawabs, to everybody, excepting to me. Peculiar things. So God will look after it, so there is no need for one to really worry about it. So that is what he is telling. Virodhastu loka veda vyapara nyasa. The word nyasa is used in Hindi. Transferring our ownership to God. Karanyasa means transferring, instead of saying my hands, God's, etc. So, sannyasa comes from this word. Complete dedication to God is called sannyasa. Tasmin ananyata tad virodheshu udasinata cha. Is describing the characteristics of supreme devotion. Tasmin ananyata. What is ananyata? Tasmin means what? In God. Ananyata. This a devotee completely identifies himself with God. Doesn't depend upon anybody. This ananyata means, this anya means somebody. Ananya means, no, I only depend upon God. Ramanujacharya's Charanagati Lakshana. This Rakshishya Siti Vishwasa. Only God can save me. Nobody else can save me. So suppose you are in trouble. Somebody helps. Actually, who helped me? It's only God in the form of that person. That person, God had given him this of buddhi, this person is in trouble, I help. Then he also gives, should give the knowledge, how to help. Otherwise, compassion will be there, but power is not there.
Suppose you need to pay up some debts. He understands, he has the knowledge,
but he may not have the capacity. He will sympathize with you, but he can't help. If somebody is really helping you, that means that it is God through that person really is helping. So we have to thank God in the form of that person. This is called Kritagnata. If we don't, it is called Kritagnata. The difference is, many people don't know the English Sanskrit grammar. Metta and Gnata are entirely opposite meanings. But a very beautiful incident was there. This happened somewhere in the Western countries, probably in America, many years back. One now, very good student was there. He was poor. Exams were approaching. They have to pay exams fee. He did not have to prepare, but he could not pay. And without paying, he would not be allowed to appear in the examination. So tomorrow is the examination. And today, what can he do? He studied everything, he can write, but he can't write. Very morose, he was sitting in a park. An old man used to come, fisting, and he saw this dead man. And he understood there was a problem. He came and inquired, and then he came to know. Then he took out some $20 or something, gave it to him, and said, "Young man, go and pay immediately, appear in the examination. So don't worry about it." This person said, "If I get opportunity, then I get the first opportunity, I will come and pay." So this young man joyfully went, paid the exam fee, appeared, and passed nicely. I don't know the details. And then later continued, he got a job. First time he earned money, he, after by that time some years passed, he came to that park. He was searching. So the old man did not come. So he asked the old guard man, one old man used to come. And he said, "Yes, I know the old man. He is a very rich man. Now he is too old. He doesn't come anymore. But this is his address." So the young man found out the address, went to him, and said, "Sir, I have a question." Old man said, "What brings to you?" "I don't know." He forgot. And said, "Few years back, you only helped me in the examination. Now I am in a position. I want to repay your debt." That man said, "I don't want. I have, God has given me enough. But find out somebody who is in your position and you help." See, beautiful idea. Okay. Now the second person, this person helps the second person. The second person helps maybe many persons if he is in a good position. Like that, so many people, they were very grateful they got the help and they go on doing it. So this is how we have to see it is God who really helps us. And it is today other people, God in the form of other people, whom also we are serving. Jiva Shiva, looking upon every person as a Shiva, we are going to serve those people. That is what is told. Okay, Murugan. Very good.
Wait, Murugan.
So, the ninth sutra is telling, Tasmin Ananyata. Tasmin means in the world. Ananyata means total dependence upon God. Then, tad virodhishu udasinata. Every person will have enemies. In this sense, the devotee will not consider the others as enemies. But others will consider. Krishna did not consider Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupala, Dantavatra, Putana, etc. as his enemies. They only consider him as enemies. This is a distinction. However good you are, there will be people to pull you down by God's grace. So that will create dispassion. Whatever little attachment you have, that also will disappear. Depend totally upon God. So any person any situation, anything that is likely to pull us down from our path of devotion. Udasena, very beautiful word. Udasena is indifference. Not what is called taking revenge, not doing anything. Because otherwise you can get angry. I should do anything. And you are doing so many things to me. It is not true. That's not the
thing. Knowing and indifference are same.
Yes. Ignore them. Indifference means you should not be affected. Tell me a few examples. Now you are walking in the entry. It is 12:30. And 1 o'clock. And you just had your lunch. There are so many tempting food messages. So you are not paying attention to it. But if a hungry man is walking, he is thinking whether shall I eat or not, which one I can afford and which will be suitable for my eating. He is paying attention. You don't care because you don't need. Otherwise, sometimes we keep quiet, but in our mind, we are plotting. If that thing happens by God's will, then it is even better without my doing anything. So God will get the papa and my job is done. That is not indifference. Indifference means you don't take notice. Or you take notice just that much, which is needed to avoid unnecessary trouble. So sometimes you have to worry. Sometimes you have to peace. Perhaps I have to say, there are some snakes. So you have to peace. But you should not. That is indifference. An exclusive devotion to Him and indifference to all things that are obstacles to you. These are the common sensical things. Very practical also. How many things you are going to hit? How many things you are going to correct? How many things you are going to avoid? So, for example, you know, you said there is so much of noise in the house. You can tell that to reduce. If they listen, fine. If they don't listen. Now, if you go on thinking these are bad people, your mind will be affected and your relationship also will be affected. You try, but works fine, doesn't work, just say, okay, that's not possible, that's not. Then you will be able to think about it. Otherwise, the mind will forcibly be affected. So it should not be a forced affair. I will be indifferent means you are still thinking of it. Naturally, it should come. Some dirt is lying on the path. You won't seriously be thinking, why is it, how is it, and all this. Okay, it is there, pass. So many things we pass up like that, isn't it? We may not like them, but we don't pay attention to them because they are not worthy of being thought about. But important thing is tasmin ananyata. Akshishyasite Vishwasa. God alone can save. The truth is, only God can save. If anybody saves us also, it is only God through them. That's why Sri Ramakrishna used to say, he laughs on two occasions. And two brothers divide. Say, this is mine and that is yours. But the whole universe is mine. These foolish fellows say, this is mine. So if it is theirs, how do we know it is theirs? If something is yours, it will always be with you. And whatever is not yours, they are the other, it will, not like weak glue, it will come. One first opportunity will go. So God alone is ours. God in the form of Sat, Chit, and Mahama will be ours because that is our nature. So Tad Virodhishu Udasina, every devotee has to encounter any number of these obstacles in the form of either putting us down, actively doing some harm. Show me one devotee who has gone through this. One devotee, one avatar. This avatar had a gala time. From the time he was born until he died, everybody adored him, everybody praised him, nobody criticized him. We know who is the most criticized being in the whole world now. God. He is the most criticized being. So why did he create this intercession? It should have been ever springs. There are some countries where ever springs. Do you know that? Bangalore is practically one of something with 3 months, a little bit. Rest of the time, not too much growth. Also not too much. That's why it is the best city for growing flowers. When I was here, I had some devotees in US. I used to write to them, send these seeds, I want to grow them. And they used to send. And once they sent, they opened. It is sold by Indo-American hybrid seeds, made here. Comes in the southern part, on the way to Mysore, there are some gardens, Indo-American hybrid seeds. They are exported. And we are buying from them. Anyway, the point is that there will be obstacles. Why? Because obstacles means temptations. Temptations doesn't mean positive one. You see, the man says, looks at a beautiful woman. He is a temptation. A woman looks at beautiful dress. That is a temptation. But apart from the temptation, the other temptations we are not thinking. Some fellow, he wishes this. What is the temptation now? That is the temptation. The first is karma. The next is krodha. And whenever anybody says, this house is beautiful, already the desire has come. That is why, Holy Mother's instruction to all modest, the best ornament for every woman, devotees. Now, what is the dress? That is, draw attention. I am a very beautiful person. They are not understanding a simple fact. I am not talking about worldly person. Even worldly person should not dress, especially if they are married, because they are meant only to love each other, not other people. But suppose a married woman, I'm not talking about devotee, I'm talking about worldly person, dresses in such a way, everybody's attention is drawn to them. Mentally, they have already fulfilled their vision. That's not good. She was causing unnecessary obstacles in other people's mind. And her chastity is also good. She doesn't understand. And because many people are desiring, so she should be very modest. That is why Muslims, and they insist, not even face could be looked at. You know why? Because of all the attractive parts of the body, it is only the face which attracts. The other parts are totally secondary, or even I say not even secondary. Is there something, you can say the soul or something expressed in the face? So one should be very careful about these things. So a devotees have to be very, very careful. And if they are not careful, they are causing harm to themselves. And they are also causing, of course, destroying other devotees. Because other devotees come here for what? Thinking about God. And this lady, immediately after, the ordinary person, person looks beautiful. Anything we say, beautiful. Already the scheme of desire has been planned. Whether it is fulfilled or not. And most of the time it won't be fulfilled. Because usually such things will be very costly. This house is beautiful, may cost you. This may not be, this person may not be able to look at you. Car is very good, etc. So that kamana should not be there. When kamana is controlled, we don't feel like, I'm not trying to draw anybody's head. I don't want anybody's head. Then this person need not take so much trouble. Even to Toba. And it is very economical. Very economical. So, tasmin ananyata. Depend totally on God. Mentally. Physically, whatever needs to be done, has to be done. We should not say, I depend upon God. So, I will not do job. I will not do this. He will provide for me. He will provide only for people who are totally dependent upon God. Ananyas chintayantoma ये जनाः परिपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगक्षेमं वदामि. Then he is also defining what is ananyata. Earlier he said tasmin ananyata. So what is ananyata? Anya ashrayanam yagata. Yagata. Completely give up. Not only physical, mental, but thought will not give up. What to give up? Anya ashrayanam. Ashraya means support. Every support. But he said Anya Ashraya. He did not say Ashraya. Anya Ashraya. All other supports. That means you have to depend upon one support. That is what is called Ananyata. Anya Ashraya. Exclusive devotion. This abandonment of all other supports, excepting the support of God. That is called Ananyata. But that too in the preparatory state. In the Parabhakti state, no, I don't depend, I don't want yours. You want to come and rescue, that's your head. But if I am going to dogs, then she don't work. I want to love you, that's all. If you don't want to rescue, and by that I am going to kill the two with them, it's absolutely fine. I don't care. That is too much. But in the beginning, we have, in order to give up supports, other supports, we have to hold on to one support. This is beautifully illustrated. But if you want to go to my earthquake, there are steps. So, first of all, you hold on to the prayer step. Then slowly you lift your second foot and put it on a higher step. When you put second foot on a higher step, then only you are in a position to lift the first. So only when we find something to lean upon, then only you can give up the earlier supports. Here in this case, who is that? God. So that is the meaning of Anya Ashrayanam Yagaha Ananyata. Such a beautiful description. You know the story that happened in the life of Swami Kirtana. Once he was wandering in the North India. And one day he wanted to test it out, whether you are looking after me or not. He climbed a tree in a forest. Nearby there was a little, 2-3 minutes. And there was a good day. He climbed the tree. I want hot khichdi. Even khichdi is whether available or not is doubtful. He wants hot khichdi. But if it is not, God is looking after. Anything is possible. So one devotee of Brahma in that village, he was at noon, he was taking the rest. Then Brahma approached him, get up, get up. He thought it was just a dream, his thoughts. He turned the other side and was trying to sleep. Again Brahma told, 2-3 times, get up. Then asking you to get up. One of my devotees is starving. He did not have food. So he prepared khichdi very quickly, carried it to him and showed him the exact place, exact tree. So this man overjoyed, because he had first time perhaps he had darshan of Ramchandra. Thanks to Swami Vivekananda. Then immediately, same thing happened in another place also. Prepared khichdi, ran to that place, he recognized the place and looked up, Swami was sitting there. Swami, please come down, I have brought hot khichdi. Swami said, I don't know you, you don't know. Then this man explained. Maestra Devata came and commanded me to bring food. Then Swamiji came down. Yes, you do exist. I said, people. You see, sometimes we have to test like Anya Ashrayanam Tyagaha Amanyata Loka Vedesha Tad Anukola Acharanam Tad Virodhesha Udasinata. Here he is giving a very practical hint. How should a devotee behave in this world? There are two types of spiritual aspirant. Devotee means spiritual aspirant. One is a monk, a nun. They like this totality. But there are many, many lakhs and lakhs of household devotees, really devotees. Our country is blessed in that. So at different stages of spiritual development. So again, two types of activities we mentioned earlier, loka vyapara and veda vyapara. Loka vedeshu means loka vyaparishu and veda vyaparishu. Tad anukula acharanam. If you are a wife, and then you behave like a wife. If you are a mother, behave like a mother. If you are a sister, behave like a sister. If you are working in the office, then according to you, you have to discharge your duties absolutely, sincerely, etc. Tat anupola acharana. So this is the first requirement. What is it? You have to fulfill your duty. No negligence in the name of spirituality. To the best of your ability, you will be the best wife, best father, best mother, best everything to everybody, in every way. The other meaning is that you will turn every activity to God only. I mean, mother, and through this I want to come. This is called karma. So, Vedesh, puja, tirthayatra, and occasionally doing something special like Satyanarayana Vratam, etc., reading the Bhagavad Gita, etc., Veda, Sahasranam Parayana, whatever you are coming to read. This is called spiritual activity. Worldly activity, spiritual activities. All these must be tested. Tat anupola, whatever takes us to God. So, are not spiritual activities going to take us to God? May not. Depends upon what way we do. For example, somebody wants to do japamala. So, he sits there, first class asana, first of all, big japamala in front of the shrine. Gada, 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 gada. Maybe now, every now and then he's looking whether anybody is taking notice, whether I do japamala. Where is the necessity for this public exhibition to show your devotion? Silently you can. At home you can do. Here you behave as though you are just. But some people want to draw the. So also, some people that you are doing garlands. It is supposedly spiritual. Not necessary. So you want to show to other person. You can do better garland than the other person. I suppose the other person could prepare better than. Then jealousy might arise in you. Oh, this person will be better than me. Like that, some negative thoughts could come. Then your purpose will be different. You have to observe your mind and say, I am appreciating this person. But this person is also doing activities only for this sake. So you not only there will be no jealousy and negative feeling. On the other hand, you will be mudita. You will be very happy person for them. Even if they are not happy, you will be more happy than them because they are doing such kind of thing. So that's why Patanjali Rishi indicates four types of attitudes towards all activities in life. Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha. Because we get four types of people, four types of situations. How should we react towards each situation? First, you will see people who are doing what you want to do and they are progressing towards God. And so you need their friendship. Make friends with them. Be very friendly with them. This is God. Then there are people who are suffering so much in the world. Even good people suffer. See, if wicked people suffer, we don't have so much of compassion. Still, we have compassion, but not so much. If a drunkard is suffering, your compassion is much less than if an ordinary person is suffering. So for towards them, what should be the attitude? Karuna. Karuna means what? That you are not in a position to help that person. If you are in a position, help. If you are not in a position, how many people you can help in this world? But there is no bar for you to pray for it. Holy Mother used to say, Jarache mapo, jarne japo. If a person has got some, either money or material or whatever, so without stint, you help that others to the extent you can. That means if there is a doctor, he can do free surgery. And like that, if a lawyer, give free advice. You don't need to take fees from everybody. That is jaraksha, those who have measured them out without stream, without limitation. So limitation means as much as one can afford. Jarni, many people don't have japo. Refer them. Talk to them nicely. You know, I still remember when I was a boy, I used to run to go and play. There was an old man. Whole day he's gone. His own family members also, perhaps they don't talk much, I don't know. They used to go for work in the fields. This man is, I used to, their tata, how about you, few minutes. He used to be very happy. So sometimes people go to the hospital. So many people, just sit them. They don't want or you can't get. But sit them, how are you, to them. They'll be very happy. Or some blind people will be there. Some people won't read for them, their textbooks. Some kind of service. This is called Karuna. Pray for them. That is the most important. Then Mudita. Some people are very fortunate. So they are doing excellently well in their profession. Excellently well. So you also have a desire to do business. Perhaps you wanted to become a doctor. For whatever reasons, either you have not become a doctor or you are not doing, even having become a doctor, as well as other people are doing. The natural tendency is jealousy. But for a devotee, mudita, the more they prosper, the more you will become happy. An incident is shown in the life of Swami Vivekananda. When he was in England, he felt the need for another Swami, brother, they said. So he called for Swami Abhidhananda. And before the Swami could reach, the public had arranged a meeting in which Swami Vivekananda would speak. And his speech means people come like flies. So this person, Swami Abhidhananda, reached. Swamiji's talk was there. Swamiji took him in for two purposes. One is to introduce him further. Second is he has to learn how to give talks. Indian way of talking and Western way of talking is quite a difference. When Indians talk, it is like Jaladhara, like a huge river flowing at 100 kilometer speed. Very few people can, you know, they don't speak. When Western people speak, they pause. This is the style you will see in me. I mean, continuously, you know, one idea, little pause, a few words, pause. This is Western method. They want people to understand. So that is the Western method. This needs to be learned because we are now accustomed to this, especially some languages, Tamil. It's a Rajdhani Express. Yes, you see, they're giving lecture, I mean, bada, 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 they go on top to big voices. I enjoyed 3 days out of there. Person for the action. There was other, every day there was one other one speaker. Two speakers. They just were yesterday, the day before that. Like Express. As though they're only waiting to breathe in and breathe out. Otherwise, words are flowing like that. Yesterday, a professor of English in our Vedanta college, Vidyashala College, slowly, beautiful idea, beautiful Kannada, as though he is doing a mala, garland. Like that, important points, one after the other, put everybody like in a soft voice. So, I appreciate him very much. He made fun. He spoke in such a way. Even I could understand. Many times it is so many words I don't know. But this person's, first of all, it's a chaste Kannada, means a lot of sense. And that's what I can. So, that is the style one has to learn. And Swamiji, he said, today, I'm so happy to announce my brother will speak in Spanish. He was not given a notice, just on the stage use. Then not prepared. No, Thakur is there. He has to go there. Of course, he was a creator. First and so on. He knows how to speak. He spoke. And then, from the audience, people were observing Swamiji's face. The more audience were appreciating Swami Avedananda, Swamiji's face was blooming like the lotus. More and more and more happiness. Somebody remarked that. It's very interesting. Anyway, I was also sometimes in this situation. Once, first time I went from UK to Boston, Krishna Janmashtami was invited. Then our plane reached late. And then we had to travel about 1.5 hours to reach the place, Marsh Field, which is a retreat center. And everybody was waiting. Our luggage did not come. I had this suit and pant, old suit and pant. We entered the shrine room, they were all sitting. Swami Sarvagatanandji was supposed to speak. Festival day. He told Swami Dayamananda, I have no option. I was not even expecting. I knew that I had to speak on Krishna Janmashtami. But on Guru Purnima day, I have to speak. I did not know about it. Anyway, I went, said to get mom, and it came out so nicely. But everybody said, how could you speak without any notice? Say, good for me. You did not give me notice, but I spoke on this subject only. It was prepared already. I was not prepared for today's you are inviting. Yeah, any situation, I can turn. Anyway, what are we talking about? Loka Vedeshu. Tad Anukula Acharan. Tad means what?
It's been mudita and after that, the last
one. Sorry. So, first is mudita.
Maitri.
First is Maitri. Second is Karuna. If anyone is getting better, anything, in any field, a beautiful person is becoming even more beautiful, a rich person is becoming richer, etc. Your happiness must increase. That is called mudita, modana. Means you are very, very happy. That should be your attitude. Not jealousy or not frowning or anything. The other person, if he prospers, that means God's grace is there. If I am a devotee of God and God has bestowed His grace upon me. Should I be happy or unhappy? So if I am unhappy, then upon whom I am angry? Then there will be some people who will always try to pull you down. Whatever you do to them, they will never appreciate. On the other hand, they will try to pull you at every chance they get. What should be our attitude towards them? Udasinata. Udasina means what?
Indifference.
That means you don't think about it. Indifference also, not coldness. Another meaning of indifference is cold. Poor man comes. I don't take notice. I'm indifferent. Somebody comes and wants to speak. I don't even glance at. That is not indifference. That is coldness. This indifference is only towards those people who are trying to pull me down. I won't react towards them. But I should also develop the attitude of not brooding over their action. It requires them. These are the four attitudes. These are the only four situations we get in this world. So Patanjali is doing this. Actively developed every day, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, and Apeksha. So, Loka Vedeshu, Tad Anukula Acharan, that which is favorable for our development of devotion. All your activities should be, if possible, molded towards that. Tad Virodhishu Udasin. I'm just giving it up. Suppose a devotee, and he has to go to the office. There are two routes, imagine. One is takes to be. The other one goes via the ashram. Probably more or less same distance. Two separate routes. Now, if he is a devotee, what should he do?
Yes.
He should take that route which will bring him to the ashram. So, he will have an opportunity to come there, make pranams, or listen to something nice, etc. Tad anukula acharanam. Tad virodhish udasinata. That upeksha is substituted. Udasinata upeksha, that is the one.
They both mean the same.
Exactly same thing. Indifference. So tad virodhif. Whatever people, whatever activities, whatever events, whatever situations, which are not favorable for our development of devotion to God. And if we can help, correct it. If we can't help, we have to put up with it. With what attitude? Otherwise, you'll be thinking that, why this happened? Why that happened? This fellow, why he did? The more we think, the more our dislike grows. Anger grows. Everything. Dhyayato, Vishaya, Pumsaha. This is also dhyana. This person is a goal today. Tomorrow is a double goal. Day after tomorrow, triple goal. Because it's our thought. Karma also like that. Oh, if I like this one. When you go on the tomorrow, it appears even more attractive. Day after tomorrow, even more attractive. That is. So we have to develop the virodhi buddha sila. Complete indifference, we value. So the next section, it is called third section. Called, and we will discuss it next tomorrow. Coming?
I'll be here.
Yeah, I wish this room.